Today is Monday, May 25th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I was coerced into playing Words with Friends again today. First of all, I had a very uneventful and yet still pretty busy weekend. So I have to admit, so on Saturday, I don't remember everything that we did, but basically we needed to go out to the house and, take a measurement because, so we had, one of our realtors had gone with us to do our final walkthrough, which in the final walkthrough, we found some more things that were wrong. So I guess we're going to have to do another final walkthrough. All of these are kind of picky things, but like our countertop, which is either quartz or granite, I can't figure out which one. I think it's a quartz. There was a rough spot right in front of the gas stove that we had not felt because, you know, you don't normally feel your entire countertop to make sure every, you know, square inch of it is completely smooth and has been done correctly. You just kind of assume they've been, but it felt really rough. And it was like, I was like, well, you know, you can't see it, but what if that means it's more porous? And so, like, when we're cooking spaghetti sauce, you know, there at the counter or whatever, and that's right there at the stove, what if that means it's going to soak in the spaghetti sauce and we're going to have, like, red stains there? So we're like, hey, fix that. So we needed to go back out and make sure they had done those things. And the realtor that we had originally gone with, she has been going through a lot, apparently, she told us. She's had family have strokes and all kinds of things. So we found out that the reason we were kind of pawned off on the assistant was not because of our price range. And I think I mentioned this last week, but because of our, because she was just having so much going on. So she went out with this and she was like, she was much more particular than Jamie, who is our, who's been our normal realtor. And she was like, oh no, that won't do. That won't do. She was just listing. She was going around to all the windows and making sure that all the ceiling had been done like it was supposed to. And like all this stuff, she was like really detailed. Mark really liked her a lot better in that regard. And anyway, when we got to the, they still had not put up our mirrors in our bathrooms when we did our punch list. And so they did the mirrors between the punch list and when we did our final walkthrough, and she hated the mirrors. Well, Mark didn't like the mirrors either, and so she's like, no, these mirrors are not in the same quality as the rest of the home. We need to go back to them. So what the builder ended up doing was saying, oh, well, we'll give you a budget, and you go pick out your own mirrors, and it was not a very big budget either, but he's like, you go pick out your own mirrors, we'll install them for you, and then we'll give you money. I may have already mentioned this on Friday's show, but on Saturday we went back out because we had looked Friday for some mirrors, but we had not taken down measurements. So on Saturday we went out, or one of those days we went out and took measurements and everything, and then on Saturday we started shopping for mirrors. So this weekend was like mirror shopping. We went to we didn't even think about Lowe's and Home Depot the first day. So the one day we went to, I don't know, Kirkland's, Goodman's, Marshall. We didn't go to Marshall's. We decided not to do that. I'm trying to think. Well, we did go to Walmart and Target just in case, but there was nothing there. And we have a store here called At Home. And you know, we went there. And this is where So I know I mentioned on the show that my mom had called a mask a Democrat mask. Well, so on Saturday when we go to At Home, we put on our mask, but now I'm feeling all self-conscious about it because I'm like, I didn't realize this was a political thing. People are going to look at me and I don't like to feel self-conscious about things, but you know, I'm going to wear a mask because I feel like, you know, that's what we should do at least for now, you know. When you're in a public setting with a lot of people. But I live in Arkansas with a lot of rebellious you ain't gonna take my freedoms away sort of people, you know? I mean, that's just the way it is. And so I was talking to Mark. I was like, oh, are you gonna wear your mask? He's like, yeah, of course. And he's like, are you not? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to, but I'm just feeling self-conscious. And anyway, so I put my mask on and literally we walk into the door of this store. And I bought this older bald guy. When I say older, he was probably like late 40s, early 50s. So a little older than me. Shook his head in this such a disapproving, head shaking, you know, like, oh, I can't believe you guys are wearing. He was probably thinking like fag in his brain as well. He's probably homophobic, you know, very conservative. You ain't going to take my freedoms away sort of person. And Mark and I both saw him, so he literally shook his head. He wanted us to see him, I think, right? And I didn't say anything, but later I was like, you know, I should have been like, dude, we're the ones that's doing what we're supposed to be doing. You're the one that we should be shaking our head at you, you know, instead of you having some disapproval. Why would you be disapproving of someone doing what they've been told to do by the CDC? Why is that something that should be judged? You know, I don't know. But anyway, so we did that. And this store, very discount home sort of, you know, like we went into the mirror section and it's a huge store and they have a lot of options, but they don't take very good care of their merchandise. It's like they just throw stuff on the shelves. So we'd be going through stuff and we'd be like, oh, that's a nice mirror. But we'd be like, oh, but there are scratches all over the frame. And anyway, so then we ended up going to Lowe's and Home Depot and a couple of other stores. And between like three different stores, I think it was literally three different stores, we found, yeah, it was three different stores. We found mirrors that are gonna, you know, suit. Now, they only gave us, between the master and the hall bathroom, they only gave us a budget of $175, which is not a huge budget when you're trying to get larger framed mirrors. So we ended up, we're probably paying like $150 to $200 extra. But at least they're paying for part of the mirrors, I guess. I mean, we could have kept the ones that they had in there. So, I mean, that was kind of our choice. But we did that. That was kind of the big major project we did over the weekend. And then we finished Little Fires Everywhere, which is a Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington show on Hulu. And it has such a, well, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but you know, I want my shows to have a nice wrapped up conclusion at the end that's like, you know, everyone either gets what they deserved or they have a happy ending or, you know, whatever the case may be. And this show, without spoiling anything, I just felt like it didn't resolve itself the way I had, there was not a real resolution, I did not feel. You know, I mean, maybe there was, but I didn't really feel like there was a really good resolution. And we also have been watching this other show on Apple TV that I think it's called Protecting Jacob or Defending Jacob. So good. It's really good. It has Captain America. What's his name? Chris Evans, I think is his name. Anyway, I it's a really good show. If you have Apple TV and you like kind of a, it's not really suspense, but it's like a whodunit sort of, you know, somebody's accused of murder and you're trying to figure out, did this person do it like the whole time? And there's, you know, you're like, oh, maybe he did because, you know, he seems really fishy, you know, but oh no, maybe he didn't. I don't think. Anyway, it's really good. They're not done. I think they have two or three more episodes, maybe just one. But Apple TV does release their stuff once a week. So we kind of binged all the ones that we could binge. And then now we're weekly, which is horrible. Places should not release stuff weekly anymore. That all shows should be released, you know, where you can binge them is what I'm, you know, what I'm going to say. And other than that, I'm trying to think what we did this weekend. Not really much, but it really flew. It really flew because, now we've got work. I mean, we have to go back to work tomorrow. I say go back to work, but I mean, we have to, air quotes, go back to work, you know, go into our offices and, you know, pretend to do work. No, I've really, work was so busy last week. I was so tired at the end of the week. I had so many project type things that I had to get done. One thing for my boss, and I'm a procrastinator, so he had asked me to put together like a mobile strategy for the platform team and like what tools we still needed to develop, what things we needed to make better. He wanted me to come up with, you know, recommendations for strategy and solutions and all this stuff. And he gave me only 2 weeks to do this. And I'm a procrastinator, so I literally wrote the document the day before and the day of that I was presenting it to him. But I was thinking about it for the whole 2 weeks. Like every day I would think a little about, you know, and I would kind of talk to people and whatever. But the actual writing of the document, I procrastinated until literally I was still writing it up to 30 minutes before our meeting. And that went okay, but it was just a very busy week. And I was really tired at the end of the week. So I was glad for a 3-day weekend. And yeah, I recorded Dubious Intent Saturday night. I forgot about that, actually. But luckily, Scotty tweeted about it 2 hours before. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.